Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich, the power behind your pension.
Talk about that march in Dublin today, calling for greater government investment in the childcare sector. That's after this.
Here's another great offer from Aldi. It's our Grow with Aldi programme in partnership with Bord Bia, now in its third year. It offers new and upcoming Irish producers the golden opportunity to supply Aldi's 141 stores with anything, from fresh cream to face cream. After all, it's not just food products we're interested in. It's great news for customers, because every time you shop at Aldi, you're supporting local suppliers too. Find out more at aldi.ie/grow. Aldi, every day Irish, every day amazing.
It gave you your first taste of freedom. It took you on your first road trip. It was your first love. It was your first Opel Corsa. The German car that was a big part of your life. And it still is. It's time to fall in love all over again with the brand new Opel Corsa. With new engines, a sleek new look, that German safety standard and flexible payment options, it's a whole new Corsa for a whole new decade. Test drive the new Opel Corsa, awarded AutoBest Best Buy Car of Europe 2020 at your local Opel dealer now.
Hello, Marion Keyes here to tell you about my new book, Grown Ups. Do we ever really grow up? I'm not sure I have, or want to, if I'm honest. In my new book, you'll meet the Caseys, a big, tight-knit family who seem to have everything together. But they all have their secrets, and when they start to come out, everyone finds it very hard to carry on acting like proper adults. Grown Ups, by me, Marion Keyes, is out now.
In an ideal world, everyone would have an ideal bathroom. A visit to Ideal Bathroom's stunning showrooms in Dublin will show you the quality of your choices, including luxury brands such as Villeroy and Bach. At idealbathrooms.ie, you'll find superb choices on tap. Showers, furniture, tiles. But nothing beats a visit to our showrooms with over 100 bathroom displays on show. And of course, help from our expert staff. Ideal Bathrooms, the ultimate bathroom experience. Sale now on Ideal Bathrooms. Ideally, everyone should have one.
RTE Radio 1.
Aiken Promotions present The National. I am good. Live at Botanic Gardens Belfast, Saturday, June 6th. And live at the Marquee Cork, June 8th. Tickets available now.
News and updates on RTE Radio 1.
Text 51551. Drive Time with Mary Wilson on RTE Radio 1.
Upwards of 15,000 early childcare providers, educators, students and parents all marched in Dublin City today. They were calling for government investment in the sector. They say it's in crisis. The Together for Early Years coalition is calling for a doubling of funding for services, the introduction of a living wage of €12.30 per hour for the early years educators and a new improved funding model. Now, the organisers have put the figure of participants at over 25,000. Two of the people taking part today join me now. Regina Bushell, who's a creche owner and chairperson of CSUS, and Suzanne Richards, a Montessori teacher in Dublin. You're both very welcome. Regina, you run six creches, I know, in Athlone, Tullamore and Mullingar. They were all closed today. What brought you out? What do you want?
Well, it is an increased government funding is what we're looking for, as a minimum to double the investment for a start, and over the next number of years, then that'll have to be multiplied by four, really, to get to where we want to get to. And the last number of years, we have, obviously we're looking for affordability for parents to increase the pay and conditions for staff and sustainability for providers to deal with the chronic underfunding and the increased administration from various government agencies for the government schemes in recent years. So, it was such an overwhelming day today. Mm. It was such an amazing day. To look down, the last time I was in Merrion Square, so this was listening to your interview before, this was for the Yes Equality March, and that was amazing. But today we were standing up on the platform and there was so many people just still trying to crowd into that square.
And there seems to be a great unity between the creche owners, the teachers, the educators, the parents. But childcare is you know, it's a huge expense on parents. How tight are your margins in the creches?
Well, the whole thing at the moment is that the government schemes came in there, and over the last number of years, we haven't got that the funding, any increase in funding. For the last 10 years, the funding has very much remained the same, while the demand for higher qualifications has grown. So therefore, the demand for an increase in wages has grown.
And how do you manage that, Regina? How do you manage? I mean, you're a businesswoman. You're in this to make a living and to make a profit. But how do you manage those demands for increases in wages to try and hold on to staff, while at the same time trying to hold fees probably at the same level year on year?
Well, I suppose that is the whole thing. If you take, look at it as a three-legged stool. There's three parts of that. There's the affordability for parents, there's the pay and conditions for staff, and the sustainability of providers. If the wages are to continue to increase, well, then obviously the sustainabilities of providers, taking what the government are actually paying for the schemes, puts it could tip that balance, if you like. If we look at quality, and the children have been at the top of that stool.
All right. Suzanne Richards is with us as well. Suzanne, you have a Level 8 degree. You're a Montessori teacher. Do you feel you're rewarded properly for what you do?
Not at all. I mean, at the moment, we just feel we are over-regulated, underfunded and undervalued for the job that we do. And we just want a little bit more recognition. You know, we have a huge responsibility every day. We have the future in our classroom. It's a huge responsibility, but it's also a huge privilege. I absolutely love what I do, but I would like a pay rise. I know my manager would love to give me one, but because we're funded by the ECC scheme, it's just not possible.
You said you're over-regulated. What would you change?
Well, at the moment, we're inspected by three different bodies. I mean, we've TUSLA, we've PUBL, we've the Department of Education. They're fear-led inspections. And we just feel as a group, you know, there needs to be one body inspecting us. These three bodies, they don't communicate. You know, there's different rules for one place, you know, and it's just there's no continuity.
All right. And you, the underfunding is very clear in what you're saying. But you say you're also undervalued. Are you undervalued by your bosses? Are you undervalued by the parents? You know, who's undervaluing you?
No, I mean, our parents would value us. And my boss certainly does. I mean, she always says to me she couldn't run the school without the staff that we have and the job that we're doing. You know, we just feel that like today there was a great community spirit and public support. You know, it was the first time the whole sector has really come together. You know, childcare workers, early years educators, you know, with the message being one united voice. And really, that's what we wanted people to hear. We just wanted them to value us
for the job that we've done. All right. And thousands out on the street today. Thank you both for joining us and telling us about today's march and your demands. Regina Bushell first and Suzanne Richards, Montessori teacher. Thank you very much.